This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Hello, I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Though actually, this week, it's not so little because I've got a very exciting announcement. The launch of the Onward Project, brought to you by me, Gretchen Rubin. So what is the Onward Project? The Onward Project is a family of podcasts that are launching together here on Panoply. Since Happier started last February, Elizabeth and I keep getting emails and voicemails from people saying like, I really love your podcast. I want to listen to some more podcasts like your podcast. What do you recommend? And the fact is we didn't have a ton of shows like ours to recommend. And so my idea was to create those shows. And the idea is if you like this, you'll like that. If you like this podcast, you'll like these other podcasts. So we're launching the first group of Onward Project shows. The shows are all very different from each other, but I think that you'll find that they have a similar vibe. They're all interesting, of course. That's crucial, with great hosts who are fun to hang out with in your head in podcast land. And they're all about your life made better. In all different ways. They're about different subjects, but they're all full of concrete and practical ideas, insights, tips, and research about how to make your life happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. As I was thinking about the people who I thought would make great hosts for terrific podcasts, some names immediately sprang into my mind. These are people who have a lot to say, a lot of great knowledge to impart about interesting subjects, who are fun and interesting to listen to. And in fact, I would ask myself, would I want to binge listen to these people talking to me about this subject for a 12-hour car trip? And for everyone in the Onward Project, the answer is yes. They pass the car trip test. I would be willing to drive for 12 hours while doing nothing but listening to this podcast. And I'm very excited to announce the first two podcasts of the Onward Project, Radical Candor and Side Hustle School. First up, Radical Candor, hosted by Kim Scott and Russ Laraway. Now, I have been a friend of Kim's for a long time. She and I worked at the Federal Communications Commission many, many years ago. That was my last job before becoming a writer, and she's also gone through several iterations since then. And everyone who knows Kim, who meets Kim, realizes really what an extraordinary person she is. And I am no different, so we have never lost touch over these years. And not long ago, she told me about a company she was founding called Candor, Inc., and about a book she was working on called Radical Candor. She sent me the first 50 pages of this book, and it was so absolutely fascinating, and she is so fascinating that I thought, oh my gosh, this has to be a podcast. And Kim has a brilliant co-founder in Candor, Inc., Russ Laraway, and they are going to be co-hosts of this podcast, Radical Candor, together. And so I want to have them on this special episode of The Little Happier to introduce themselves and to tell everyone about their podcast, Radical Candor. So hello.
Hey, Gretchen, you're making us blush here.
Well, you know you deserve it. So, Kim and Russ, I want you to quickly introduce yourselves. You both have such fascinating backgrounds, so many varied experiences. So, Kim, you go first. Tell everybody a little bit about what you've been doing since the FCC days.
Sure, absolutely. I started out life doing three failed startups, and then I joined Google, and happily that worked out a little bit better. And after about 6 years at Google, I realized the thing that I really cared about, the thing that I really loved in my work was not at all cost per click or any of the usual business metrics, even though that was going pretty well at Google. But it was really about building a great team of people and watching people be happy at work, actually. Happier at work. I love your happiness work. And in many ways, the thing that I was most interested in is really the subject of this podcast, which is how not to hate the boss you have or be the boss you hate. I loved my boss, who was Sheryl Sandberg, so I was more worried about how not to be the boss I hated.
Now, so Russ, tell us about yourself. You have a very different kind of background that you guys eventually intersected.
So I started out my career in the Marine Corps, actually. And one reason why I think that's particularly interesting is because by starting off as an officer in the Marine Corps, actually from day one of your career, you're a manager. And so I've got this, I don't know, perhaps dubious distinction of having always been a manager for my entire 22-year career. And some people would say, oh, you've never worked a day in your life.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Yeah, so we're going to tell a bunch of stories about the times we've messed up as managers. For example, that time, Kim, when that one colleague of ours was trying so hard to be kind and humane when he fired that woman on his team. And he, you know, he brought her in late in the day. He was determined to be kind. And so he was. And she left the building. He sent out a note to the team and said, just want to let everybody know that we parted ways with, you know, Sheila, let's say. And then Sheila showed up to work the next day.
She had no idea she had been fired.
She had no idea she'd been fired.
Not so nice after all.
Humiliating, in fact.
Well, and then, Kim, I remember you telling the story of how Sheryl, your boss, was giving you feedback about how you'd done in a presentation. And it was like things that were hard to hear.
Yes.
But that you realized actually that was what was going to allow you to make changes that ultimately were going to make you much more effective.
Yeah, exactly. It was incredibly painful, Gretchen. I had just given this presentation to Google's founders and CEO, and I really thought I had crushed it. And as I was walking out the door, Sheryl said to me, why don't you walk back to my office with me? And I thought, oh boy, I screwed something up. And she said to me, when you say every third word, it makes you sound stupid.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people would have said it was mean for her to tell me I sounded stupid.
Yeah.
But if she hadn't said it to me just that way, I wouldn't have gone to see the speech coach that I wound up going to see. And I probably wouldn't be talking to you on this podcast right now. So I owe Sheryl big time. It was the kindest thing she could have done for me in my career.
So this is what you're really trying to get at is how are we really effective? How do we really work well with other people? Not just be guarding their feelings, but sometimes telling them these hard truths that in the end are going to allow them to succeed or going to allow them to figure out how to get out of difficult situations.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Gretchen. I think one of the big insights here in the work that we're doing is that it's super important to be not only clear with somebody about something they can be doing better, but also to be kind. And I think for so many people, they thought they sort of had to be one or the other.
Yeah.
And I think what we say is that those two things can actually coexist in one person. And not only can they coexist, but they must.
Right. That it's a false choice to think I'm going to either be brutally honest and devastating or I'm going to be kind and vague. Well, I cannot wait to listen. This podcast is going to be so fascinating. I know that everybody's going to learn so much. And Kim and Russ, I know you guys have already released your first episode, so somebody can just jump over there and listen to Radical Candor. They can subscribe now. It's going to come out once a week on Tuesdays. I cannot wait to hear everything you guys have to say.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's tons of fun doing this.
Yeah, we're really excited. Really excited to do this.
Just whistle while you work. And cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune. It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace.
I am thrilled to introduce the podcast Side Hustle School, hosted by Chris Guillebeau. Now, Elizabeth and I did our second live show in Seattle a few months ago, and if you heard that episode, episode 87, then you heard Chris talk, and you got a sense of what a fascinating guy Chris is. Now, I first learned about Chris and his work because I was a longtime fan of his popular Art of Nonconformity blog. He's also written several terrific New York Times bestselling books, and I guess I would describe his general subject as happiness, productivity, and figuring out how to craft the life that you want. And most recently, Chris's book, Born for This, is all about how to find the work that you were meant to do. And it turned out that of everything that Chris wrote about in Born for This, it turned out that readers responded most to the idea of a side hustle. And so Chris turned his focus to this idea of the side hustle. And that is the subject of his podcast, Side Hustle School. So, Chris, I'm so happy to be talking to you.
Hey, Gretchen. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, no, I am such a fan of your work, as you know. Now, I know that according to your definition, a side hustle is a money-making project you work on apart from your job. It's not a part-time job. It's something that you create, that you have ownership over. It's not a hobby. It's something that produces income. So I cannot wait to listen to your podcast. Tell us about what we can expect from Side Hustle School.
You know, what I wanted to do with Side Hustle School is to tell this year-long narrative. So every single day, there's going to be a different story of someone who has started a side hustle, which is exactly as you described, an income-producing asset, something that they start on their own without quitting their job. And so every day there's an episode of someone who's done this and the story and how they got their idea, what happened along the way, how they overcame challenges, even how much money they made. And my goal in telling these stories, it's kind of short, it's action-packed, like every episode is less than 15 minutes, right? My goal is, you know, that listeners will be able to kind of learn, okay, how can I start my own side hustle? So it's not just about, you know, being informed or entertained, but I'm hoping that listeners will be inspired to take action to create their own hustle.
Now, Chris, one of the things that's really remarkable about your podcast is that it's going to be every day. Most podcasts are once a week or maybe even slightly less regular than that, but you really wanted to do one every single day. Why did you decide to do that?
I think there are two reasons. And the first reason is kind of selfish. I think for me, I was attracted to the discipline of that. But the second reason, probably much more important, is for the listeners. I really think that if the listeners make this part of their routine, part of their daily habit, like there is an arc to it, there is a narrative. And if you subscribe, as I said, it's pretty short. If you subscribe and listen every day, then I think that's going to help you have much more success in starting your own hustle.
And you're really focusing on telling people's individual stories.
That's right.
How are you finding all these stories?
You know, first of all, I have an amazing community of people all over the world, and a lot of them have already started side hustles. So I first kind of went to them and said, hey, I want to do this project. I would love to tell your story. And so a lot of things just started coming back from that. And then I've gone, you know, wider, since then. And I think we have probably the first 30 to 60 episodes planned out. But my hope is actually, like, as the show kind of rolls out and as people are subscribing and then taking action on it, I actually hope that a lot of the stories throughout the year are going to come from listeners. Because again, I don't want them to just like listen and say, that's great. For me, what would make me really happy is if people listen and then apply this in their own way. And then, you know, before too much time goes by, they have a story of their own. And then I'm telling that story. And so we're kind of building a community together throughout the year.
We talked in the interview in the live show about how you're a rebel, and a big value for rebels is freedom and choice and not feeling trapped. And I think a side hustle it's a way you feel freer. You're expressing a different side of your nature, but also you have more choices because it's not like you're locked in. Like if something doesn't work out, or you know you've got your backup plan.
It's essentially about creating freedom for yourself. It's about creating more freedom,
yes,
more opportunity for yourself, allowing yourself to have different choices. Again, even if you love your job, even if you're that person who's like, oh, I never want to be an entrepreneur, you know, I don't want to take that risk or face that uncertainty. Well, that's fine. This is not what that's about. You know, you could stay in that job and do this on the side. And that's the entire reason, the motivation of why I think this is so powerful. And right. I've just seen like over and over how empowering it can be, you know, when somebody who has never done this before. Then they start that little project, and maybe they're making something that they sell on Etsy, or maybe they've started this little consulting business, some kind of service. They just feel happier. You know, they feel like, oh, look, I made that. You know, I have ownership over this thing that I created, and it's different from, you know, the job that I have. It's something that I did for myself. And so for me, like, you know, the goal is more and more stories of people doing that.
Well, this is going to be great. I cannot wait to listen. And so, Chris, just to reiterate, this is going to be a podcast. It's already launched.
That's right.
And you're going to be every day. You're a day, which is unusual. I don't know that I know of any other podcasts that are not news related, you know, that are kind of evergreen content the way you have, that are doing every day. If anybody's got the chops to go a whole year, it's you.
We'll see. You know, just to remind the listeners, it is a pretty short episode. Like, everyone is going to be 15 minutes or less. So you're not making a huge commitment. You know, definitely download and check it out. And there'll be a weekly recap as well. So we're going to build throughout the year.
Excellent. Excellent. Maybe I'm going to spell your name because it's a little bit of a tricky name. It's Chris Guillebeau, G-U-I-L-L-E-B-E-A-U. But I cannot wait to follow along in your podcast, Side Hustle School. Coming to you every day, 2017.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
Now, if you're as eager to listen to Radical Candor and Side Hustle School as I think you're going to be, there are already episodes up now for you to listen to. And in the future, Radical Candor will go live every Tuesday, and Side Hustle School is going to go live every single day. So subscribe and listen. You're going to love both of them. Now, Radical Candor and Side Hustle School are the first set of podcasts to launch, but we've got a second round coming up in March. And the first is going to feature a host who is very familiar to anyone who listens to Happier, because it's called Happier in Hollywood. And it's going to be hosted by my sister, Elizabeth Kraft, and her writing partner and friend all the way back to high school, Sarah Fain. And they are going to be doing the podcast Happier in Hollywood. And that is a podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. And I got to say, I cannot wait to listen to Happier in Hollywood, because you cannot make it up. Everything you've ever heard about Hollywood is more true than you can possibly imagine. And Elizabeth and Sarah have the craziest stories ever. So that is going to be a terrific podcast. And then also launching in March is going to be a fantastic podcast by Melissa Hartwig. Now, if you listened all the way back in episode 52, Elizabeth and I talked to Melissa on our podcast about her Whole 30 program, which is a very structured way of eating for 30 days to sort of reset your body clock. And this is an approach to eating that so many people have found to be incredibly helpful. And ever since that episode, and still even now, even though that episode was all the way back in 52, we're hearing from listeners who are really finding Whole 30 to be helpful. So Melissa is going to have a Whole 30 podcast to help people really understand and make use of the Whole 30 approach to eating. So keep listening. Listen to the ones that are launching now. Stay tuned for more in March, and then even more coming in the future. It's the Onward Project, brought to you by me, Gretchen Rubin. And I hope these podcasts make your days a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.